Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook at www.audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. That's where you'll find more than 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. That's audiblepodcast.com/mrmedia. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah, of course. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. In the NBC freshman sitcom hit Community, Donald Glover plays Troy, a self-involved former high school football star trying to find a place for himself in a junior college setting where his athletic accomplishments don't mean much. On the other hand, the pretty young girl in his study group, Annie, played by Alison Brie, thinks Troy can do anything. Anything with her, that is. Here's a clip of Donald Glover and co-stars Chevy Chase and Ken Jeong from the Valentine's Day episode of
Aha! I knew you were holding back.
Oh, it's from the girl I'm dating. Yeah, I met her in biology. She was looking for geology and misread the sign. Yeah, I said, we do not study countries in here. Yeah, she's dumb, but sweet.
Yeah, mine's from Danielle. She's a lovely lady in my marketing class. We're sleeping together.
They sound like very lucky ladies.
Yeah, they're not made up.
Beep, beep. Oh, my God, what's going on?
Beep, 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 beep.
My bullcrap meter's going crazy. Oh, it's these presents you've obviously sent yourself to make it look like you have girlfriends.
That's ridiculous.
This is obviously your handwriting, Mr. Tremor.
And yours is signed Love, Troy?
I tell you, this is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in the classroom. Oh, my God.
What may surprise fans of the show to learn, however, is that Glover was previously best known as a comedy writer. He was a writer and executive for 30 Rock, sharing Writers Guild of America awards with the staff for Best Comedy Series 3 years running and a couple Emmys, which is not usually the most direct line to starring in a sitcom. He also wrote, scored, produced, and starred in the movie Mystery Team. Donald Glover, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi, how's it going, man?
Going okay. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
I got to ask, I mean, a writing credential, I mean, a big writing credential on 30 Rock plus the WGA Awards, I mean, it's pretty cool stuff, but how do you go from writing for 30 Rock to landing the role of Troy on Community?
Well, I kind of have a performance background. I went to performing arts high school, and I used to write plays and perform them, and, you know, I used to perform actually a lot. But, you know, I always wanted to be a writer. So when I was writing at 30 Rock, sometimes Tracy Morgan couldn't make it because he was either filming something or something was going on. So they just have me come in and do my Tracy impression, you know, and I'd be at the table read, doing the table read as Tracy, you know, just doing lines like, hey, you should put that there, you know, kind of thing. And Marcy Klein, who's a producer on 30 Rock and also a producer on SNL, asked me to audition for SNL. And so I did a couple of times, and I think they saw that, and 30 Rock started giving me parts. And, yeah, I think it just kind of moved from there, from me doing, like, bit parts on 30 Rock and doing, you know, my own stand-up and stuff.
Now, writing for a show means you don't have to get terribly dressed up and go through makeup. Now, being on the show, it's a little different.
It's very different people. Yeah.
Which do you prefer at this point?
I have to say I prefer acting, not because writing is bad or anything, but, like, nobody offers you, you know, and, you know, nobody offers you a Pellegrino when you're writing. no one worries about if you're getting enough sleep when you're writing. You know, every time I'm acting, you know, it's crazy because when you're an actor, you know, that stuff is important. You know, eating right, staying hydrated, exercise, that kind of stuff is important because, you know, your body and your visage is the important part of your job. It's one of the important parts. You have to stay, you know, looking good so, you know, people can film you. You know, I was not filmable as a writer. Like, I would just come in, you know, sweatpants, hoodie. I ate horribly all the time. It was just like, that was just like, you know, you don't have to worry about it. You know, they're both so much fun. But, you know, I have to say, you know, only time people are making hurrying up so I can get home to get some sleep is when I'm an actor, not a writer.
And I got to ask, on 30 Rock, was there a particular character or two that you were contributing to, or?
Not in general. You know, like a lot of people think that scripts are written like, you know, one person writes this and another person writes this character, but you know, everybody writes all the characters, and you know, and you all help out, and you know, there was no character I guess that I really wrote to, but I really enjoyed writing for Jack. Really enjoyed writing for Tracy. Those guys, you know, with a point of view that's so hardcore, it's always fun to write for them, you know. And Kenneth, I love Kenneth. He's from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Yeah, he's from Stone Mountain, Georgia, which I'm from, so it was always fun to poke fun at Stone Mountain.
Now, you're not credited as a writer on Community, but I wonder, does that mean that you don't contribute sometimes?
Well, I mean, like, the writers on that show are really talented, and so is Dan Harmon, the creator, and they really have a handle on all that stuff. But you know, it's always been an honor for when they ask, you know, what do you think of this, or they have me improv on set, because like they don't have to do that, you know, they've got it pretty much down. But like, it's nice of them to, and like, it really does. It's really humbling to me, because they are so good, and they sometimes ask, you know, my opinion. Not in general, like, on a big work, but just, like, you know, is this working, like, kind of thing. But most of the time, it's just, like, you know, I get to improv on set, and it's just been, you know, really cool because they just let me go at it. It's pretty great.
Now, Donald, yesterday, TV critic Joe Adalian, who used to be with Variety and now is with TheWrap.com, he quoted your co-star Chevy Chase as saying that the cast community is a step up for me, that the original cast of Saturday Night Live couldn't do better. What do you make of that?
I make that Chevy Chase is probably going to be getting some phone calls this morning from old buddies, maybe. I mean, that's, you know, you kind of, you know, I couldn't have dreamed of hearing that, you know, from Chevy Chase like years ago. Like that's crazy to me, like, because I was there when he said that, and that really, like, you know, got to me. I was like, you know, for him to say that, like, you know, he has no problem with, he said it before, he's just like, you know, I really love working with you guys, and I really think you guys are talented, and, you know, coming from Chevy Chase, you know, that means a lot. And you know, I guess I'm always learning from him, and you know, I try and take his word on things, you know, because he has been doing this for a while, so it's pretty cool to have somebody you look up to like that, you know, tell you that, you know, hey, I think working with you guys is pretty cool, you know, so it's pretty nice.
Well, last question, because I know you need to get going. I mentioned this earlier, there seemed to be pressure in the early episodes of Community for Annie and Troy to hook up, but now the writers seem to have eased up on that a little. Where do you think that relationship might go?
I don't know. I think the relationship between Troy and Annie is very special, just because they're the only two in the group who knew each other back in the day. Like, everybody else in the group, they're still kind of strangers. But I think Troy and Annie, like, it's special because they both knew each other. And, like, you know, he knows stuff about her, and she remembers stuff about him. And, like, that always, you know, they're like, it's kind of like your brothers and sisters. Like, they'll always know you better than everyone else. Like, they're the keys to your past. So I think that they'll probably be a lot more with that, you know. People, you know, I hope something happens just because I'm tired of my dude friends being like, I can't believe you let that go. And I'm like, it's a TV show. Like, I didn't decide to do that, but yeah, I think there'll be more to come with them, if not romantically, you know, just with you know, their relationship.
Allison was on the show with me a couple months ago, and I have to say, it has been one of the most popular and most downloaded interviews ever. So.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting.
We'll
we need to move on to the next station.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Donald, thank you very much.
No problem.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And folks, Community, starring Joel McHale, Chevy Chase, and Donald Glover, airs every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on NBC. And you can catch the episodes you miss at Hulu.com or NBC.com. And for more interviews with your favorite NBC stars, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Allison Brie and Yvette Nicole Brown of Community, as well as the stars of Southland, Trauma, Chuck, Parks and Recreation, The Office, Mercy, and many more. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day and spend it with us. Thanks for listening.